You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hanson Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
You want to talk about the great Mexican food options you have as well?
Well, just
yeah,
one.
Rub it in our face. Go ahead. You got great Mexican food out there, too.
Just one, El Matador.
It's so good.
You got your own hockey rink out there, too. I know. I get it.
I do.
Bountiful. Yeah.
Bountiful has a hockey rink.
Yeah, yes. They do. A nice one, actually.
Very nice. They used to practice out there.
Yeah, it's a nice skate facility.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so once the NHL shows up, you and I are going to get on the ice. We're going to get the details on this.
By the way, Diana Sabo, things are popping in her world right now. She got a lot of stuff going on. So she'll join the show coming up today at 2:30. Was expected to join us at 1:30, but she'll still come on today. So 2:30, you'll hear from the athletic director of Utah State.
Fingers crossed. If she doesn't come on at 2:30, just assume that you're going to get an announcement for a new head basketball coach shortly.
Yes.
Because we know that she's working diligently. Scotty and I are being patient because we know that there are bigger issues on her plate than a couple of sports talk guys. Unless we were quality candidates as the new head basketball coach, then she would be on with us very quickly.
Yep. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Joining us now, Cougar Insider for KSLSports.com. Good dude, Mitch Harper, kind enough to join us. Mitch, how the heck are you?
What's up, Mitch?
Hey, good to be on with you guys again. How's it going?
What's happening in the Death Star, man? Are the 11 Cougars putting up some numbers?
They are. I was impressed with Camden Garrett, BYU cornerback, who, you know, obviously before that was at Weber State, only played 1 year at BYU. He ran a 4.48 and I think put himself in a position to maybe earn an opportunity as an undrafted free agent. But, the 11 guys that are participating in the Big 12 Pro Day, I think pretty much all of them are just looking for an undrafted free agent spot or maybe sneaking into that seventh round. But, I think that it's a group that, you know, maybe could get some NFL opportunities. And I think that's a positive.
So Kingsley's not out there?
Kingsley's not out there, nor is Keaton Slovis. Those guys have focused more on private workouts. Recently, Kingsley this week was visiting with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they focus more on individual private workouts. And honestly, I think that was the right move because both those guys were in Indianapolis for the combine and both were in the top seven of their respective positions in athleticism score coming out of the combine. So I think there was no need, there was nothing to gain from Big 12 Pro Day. One of the themes that we're seeing from Pro Day at the Big 12 is that among the 137 guys, it's pretty much what I was talking about with the BYU players. A lot of undrafted free agent, maybe seventh round guys. So I don't think there was really anything to gain for Kingsley going through Big 12 Pro Day. His numbers were pretty solid in Indianapolis.
So when you look at this Big 12 Pro Day, do you like it? Do you wish it was more back to the individual schools? And do the schools themselves, from what you've heard, do they like this approach?
At first, I thought it was a fascinating, unique idea along the lines of what a lot of things Brett Yormark has done. But seeing it materialize and kind of how it's playing out, you kind of feel for someone like an Isaac Rex, you know, who doesn't get the chance to go through drills at BYU where he's familiar with the playing surface. He's familiar with the quarterbacks throwing to him. Yesterday, he's got John Rice Plumlee from UCF and Jason Bean from Kansas and Emory Jones from Cincinnati. Those are the three quarterbacks who he probably has no chemistry with, and that's his one opportunity to impress NFL scouts. Now, it's kind of like the combine in that aspect where it's a similar setup in that regard, but it seems like this is going to be something that at least probably gets a second go, second year in the Big 12, but you wonder if at some point it goes back to the individual schools. I have to imagine the NFL loves having it all just centralized in Frisco, Texas, so then they don't have to make those trips to Stillwater, to Provo, all the places in the Big 12 that don't have airports close by. It's convenient for them, but I think for the individual schools, kind of seeing how this is playing out, I almost think that it is better off to just maybe have it at the individual schools, especially with how well BYU ran theirs. I think BYU's was pretty really good. I remember talking a few years ago to some NFL scouts who just were really impressed by the overall setup, the convenience of how BYU laid it out. So, but I do think from an efficiency standpoint, it works for the NFL, and it also kind of eliminates the guy that is just the walk-on who never got a snap. And you want to give them a chance to live out their dream, sure. But that was one thing about BYU's pro day in the past that was not as efficient from a time perspective. You go 5 hours, you're like, okay, we're just barely getting the position trails. These guys, we know they're not going to get a crack at the NFL. So there's good and bad, but I think maybe just go back to the on-campus pro days would be my suggestion going forward.
Mitch, I had imagined that this Big 12 pro day could potentially change maybe two or three guys' decisions on trying to advance. If they don't have a pro day and they don't feel like they're going to get the Big 12 NFL pro day invite, then maybe they're more likely to come back for senior year.
No question. And that was the case for Tyler Batty. You know, when I was talking to him back in November after the season concluded and he announced that he was going to come back for one more year, that played a role. The unknowns of how much opportunities, how many reps, how many real chances to kind of impress scouts in that Big 12 Pro Day was something that he wanted to come back. Now, there were other factors, sure, but that did play a role because there were just so many unknowns. And there's going to be more data, of course, for these schools. BYU's got their personnel in Frisco. They got Justin Anderson, the director of player personnel, and they've got media communications people on the ground. So they can bring that feedback back to the players in the future. But that did play a role this year for sure. And for someone like Ben Bywater too, who's coming back from a shoulder surgery, it was very smart for him to come back because of that injury. But you just didn't know really what type of opportunity you were going to be able to show yourself in front of the scouts. Whereas at BYU, you knew, again, like you knew that you were going to get any opportunity you wanted, really. Even if you didn't play it down, BYU was going to give you a crack to make you feel special on that day, get you the gear, get you the chance to go through drills. I remember last year, Joe Tukuafu's running reps as a wide receiver and tight end thing, and he didn't run that at all. I know he did. He was going to out of high school, but just things like that, BYU gave the platform for anyone to kind of live out their pro dreams, whereas Big 12 Pro Day, it's more like the combine, and you're not going to have much time as in years past.
Mitch Harper, kind enough to join us, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, Cougar Insider for KSLSports.com. Takeaways from spring, as we're nearing the end of spring ball for BYU, what are some of the things you've taken away from watching this crew throughout spring?
This offense is going to be an up-and-down deal for BYU. I think expectations should remain low for this group. I do think that Jake Retzlaff should be the favorite right now to be that QB1. And I think that's a bit surprising considering the up and down nature that he had, coming at the end of last season. But this offense, I think they've got to rely heavily. When Aaron Roderick said it about establishing the ground attack, they need that group to come through. The running backs, the offensive line, they've got to carry this offense because I think there's going to be games this season where BYU's maybe in a rock fight, and they've got to, and I think the defense will show up. And I think that's one of the takeaways that come out of spring. I'm going to roll out my post-spring projected depth chart, this weekend, offense and defense and special teams. I feel this defense is good enough to be top four in the Big 12 this year. I think Jay Hill's done a really good job bringing in enough personnel that you feel like there's a lot better options. I still think the interior of the defensive line is an area that's a work in progress, but they love what John Nelson's bringing. He's having one of the best springs among players on the defensive side. Zay Banya on the edge has really improved. There's a lot of buzz about Banya being a much improved player because that's what BYU needs. They need to generate a pass rush, and I think they are going to be able to do that this year. But the offense has a lot more questions just because, you know, the running backs seem good right now by BYU standards, but it's a high bar in the Big 12 for what a good running back is. You can go, you know, 8 or 9 deep in this league, the starters, and you go, you know, BYU's got L.J. Martin and Miles Davis, who they like, but that's in the bottom tier of Big 12 running backs. So I think expectations should be low for the offense, but I'm buying on what the defense can be coming out of spring ball.
Last year, the safety position was such a weak spot, and you're getting 4-5 deep when Moore wasn't going and there was different injuries, and you're playing true freshmen and you're playing, you know, return missionaries, and that safety position was a wreck, and Big 12 offenses took advantage of it big time, Mitch. What is BYU, what are they doing to make sure they're filling that gap of safety play?
Well, Callan Alfrey's had a really productive spring. He's going to be someone that's, you know, depending on whether if they got him a strong safety, assuming maybe you got Micah Harper back at the nickel position where Eddie Heckard kind of operated last year. Callan Alfrey could be that strong safety. Crew Wakely was a guy that played a lot last year, former Utah State transfer in his second year at BYU, former Jordan High prospect. He's been out with spring due to an injury, but I'm sure he'll be a factor in the mix. But that free safety, Tommy Parrasis, he's only 17 years old out of Basha High School in Arizona. He is someone that I think is going to earn some playing time to the point where Kalani Sitake said he is going to be a great safety for BYU. And he physically, you think, man, is he ready for the battles of the Big 12? Because I think he needs to add on some more weight this summer. But he is going to play this year, no doubt about that, for BYU. And you still got Ethan Slade who comes back. But I think that they're going to go with the youth movement. I think Jay Hill is going to go with the guys that he recruited, that he believes in. And then you bring in the summer, Falakau Sotuala, four-star recruit from Bountiful High School. They're going to start him out at safety. Eventually, he could end up as a linebacker for BYU. But I think this year they're going to get him going at safety. He'll be in the mix too. I think they take some leaps there at that spot. When you combine the experience that they did gain, even though there were struggles, as you noted, Hans, I think that paired with the new wave of youngsters plus Micah Harper returning this fall, I think the safety position will be in a better spot this year.
Yeah, it needs to be.
Well, Hans has been harping on it. We've talked about it a lot on this show. BYU with a grand total of 11 sacks last season. That's not going to get it done in the Big 12 in a very quarterback, offensive-driven league. Do you feel like the additions, one in particular from Weber State, and the development of the rest of the team, can BYU manufacture a pass rush in 2024?
I think they can, and I think big reason for that is Jack Kelly. Talk with Justin N last week, just how excited he was at the possibilities they have in this defense with Jack Kelly. He's a plug-and-play guy. I mean, he's any questions about him, he's a starter. He's going to be in that first year. He's going to be an impact player for BYU, no question. I think another guy at that linebacker spot that could generate a pass rush is Isaiah Glasker. He's looked pretty good in spring. He's finally healthy. Last year, around the Arkansas game, he got banged up, and he was someone that was a name in fall camp that was generating a lot of buzz, but suffered an early season injury, and it kind of lingered throughout the year, and he really didn't make a dent in what BYU was doing defensively last year. So he's another guy. And I also Ace Kafusi at linebacker, too. He was great last year in that Oklahoma State game despite the loss. So he comes back for a second year. But I really like, too, what, John Nilsson's brought in the interior of the line. And And I think that Tyler Batty and Zay Banya, Ephraim Asiata, he's been banged up a little bit towards the back end of spring ball. He's going to be someone that they're going to design sack, blitz packages for him. And he's only a freshman. I think they're going to put a lot on his shoulders to give him an opportunity to have success. And then, from the junior college ranks, they've got a guy in Sonny Tuala who's been around the program this spring, but due to international student rules by the NCAA, there's a little bit of a transition period. So he's going to be cleared to go in May. And he'll be another option, I think, that can help generate a pass rush for BYU. But there's options there. And I think that's, again, where you feel like there's more options than in years past, and you're bound to hit on a few of these guys. They're going to be able to be sack artists for BYU and generate that much-needed pass rush.
Mitch, appreciate your time as always. Thanks for hanging out with us. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch up again here very soon.
Thanks, Mr. Mitch.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Mitch Harper, insider for BYU on KSLSports.com. Josh is with us, IWC Roofing in studio, best in business since 1997. But let's talk about the Owens Corning warranty. What does that mean, and how can that help people out if something goes wrong?
Good question. So because we're what's called a platinum preferred contractor, and there's very few in the state that have been able to reach this level of certification, it's a 50-year labor, material, workmanship warranty. It doesn't prorate down. It's fully transferable one time. So basically, you're getting that, plus you're getting a workmanship warranty from us in-house that's for 20 years, which is unheard of in the industry. And it's coming from somebody that's been in business for longer than 20 years as well, too. So, it's going to be back. So hands down, as far as roofing goes, nobody can really touch the warranty. It's the best in the business.
I've got one person that tweeted in, and he asked if you do carports or outbuildings.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah, we'll take a look at all of it.
Is there anything that's got a roof, you guys will come out and...
Yeah, and we do from asphalt shingles to metal to TPO commercial roofing to the whole nine yards.
So you'll get up on barns and fill up new roofs on barns.
In fact, I think we've got three or four garages and carports that we're doing today. So, yeah, we'll take a look at anything you've got. Anything that needs it, we're here to help.
What about tar roofing?
Yeah, so the old tar and gravel roofing is something that people don't really do anymore, but we work on a ton of them, and you can either go, depending on the pitch of the roof, to a new asphalt shingle or like a TPO rubberized membrane roof.
That's why I love these guys.
Yeah, I know, right? Make it all work.
There's nothing
you haven't seen.
No, we've seen it all. Like, same thing from turn-of-the-century homes that have got like seven layers of shingles on there, and you just don't know what you're going to find until you get into them. We're the go-to roofing company for like downtown Salt Lake, Provo, Ogden, all of your historical districts were the ones that they go to when they've got an issue, up to, new construction roofs and anybody that wants something, just good, high-quality work. And then with the program that we're running today, like the huge discount that we're running for today's show, it's a no-brainer. So
$2,000 off your complete roofing project. That's $2,000 off, folks. 801-232-5690. You need to call right now, 801-232-5690. $2,000 off. You just got to call and set up your appointment. You don't need to commit today. You don't need to sign anything today, but you do need to get on the books today. 801-232-5690. Nobody does it better than these guys. IWC Roofing right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
DJ, PK, and Tim Lacone.
A lot of talk of this Chandler kid coming back from a mission and all. What can we realistically expect from him next season?
Colin seems to me like he's more like Jackson Emery. He's lean, he's quick, really athletic. So I would bet he'll be on the faster side of that, but you don't know until you know. If you guys were both returning, I would say that DJ would be probably more of a figure of health. He'd be more Emery-like, and we'd be dragging Kinahan along like Hartsock.
Because I would have more time. I would have got sent home early.
Yeah, that's true. Unless the golf team, because he'd have 2 years of practice. Because sure enough, if there's a golf course wherever he was, he was cross lighting, which is why he got sent home.
It was the tee times that did you in, PK.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
motorsportsland.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. This segment brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, plenty of protein. G2G Bars, perfect for anyone who needs a quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. All right, let's go out to the hotline. Welcome in the athletic director of Utah State in the middle of a couple big hires, both men's and women's basketball head coaching positions up for grabs. Diana Sabo, kind enough to join us. Diana, how are you?
Hi, Diana.
Hello. Thank you guys so much for your patience with my schedule. I really appreciate it and glad to be on with you today.
Well, appreciate you hopping on. I know you don't have anything important going on in that world up at Utah State right now, but I guess let's just go the bird's eye view. How are things going? What's the process like right now trying to find somebody to take over for Danny Sprinkle?
Yeah, sure. It's been a very busy week. As you could tell, our very first priority is trying to preserve our locker room and make sure that we are not only communicating and caring for our young men, but really giving them a platform and listening to their needs. I think right now we're at an unheard of position where we don't have a head coach quite yet, but we only have one individual that would return to our team next year in the transfer portal. So I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be able to see our team through this process and then let them make a decision about being an Aggie, and hopefully we're keeping them here in Logan.
You know, that's really an interesting concept, Diana, because it's a little bit foreign to me as a former college football player, where you're in a coaching search, but in the middle of the coaching search, you really got to focus on the athletes. They didn't used to really care. But now with the portal, you have to put quite a bit of importance into those kids knowing, hey, we're going to take care of you. How do you go about that? Is that assigned to coaches? Do coaches meet with the kids? Do you talk to them just to ensure them that the hire is going to be made and you're going to like what we do?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is vitally important right now. The transfer portal is such a fragile part. As you know, a lot of our young men went through the portal last year. It wasn't always a great experience for them. And, you know, we need to elevate our student-athlete experience. It was shocking to some to have Danny leave earlier this week. And really, we need to make them understand that they're important to us at Utah State University. They're important to our community, important to our fan base, and we want to keep them here as Aggies. So I did meet with our entire team and our coaching staff that's still in place Wednesday morning. We had about an hour and a half meeting, just listened, learned from some of them, you know, what they were hoping to have happen and really where they want to be. So it was a great use of time in really making, you know, myself accessible to them. Moving forward quickly this week, we narrowed down our candidate pool. We had some online interviews, some Zooms, and then we're moving into the in-person stage.
So let's back up a little bit. Danny Sprinkle, after you guys get back from Indianapolis, accepts the Washington job. I know that, you know, look, you have a coach, and you and I had talked quite a bit on the air. You hopped on the pregame show before the Purdue game, and you mentioned, like, look, we understand, you know, when you have success, the Barbarians are going to come at the gate, and they're going to be looking at your coach, and certainly that happened. I know you were not caught unsurprised by this, but did you have, throughout the last, you know, couple of months when this momentum really started going, what is your process like in trying to determine, okay, I need to put my list together just in case this happens? How did you handle that, and how are you continuing to handle that?
Yeah, I'm a really proactive person, and I never want to be caught flat-footed. So as we continue to have more and more success, I mean, Danny led his young men to 28 victories this year. I mean, that's episodic. That's lightning in a bottle. And congratulations to him and his coaching staff, because that's a lot of hard work. When they came in April, they had no one on the roster that returned a point. So they really grounded out, and I'm so happy for Danny's success, because you know what? That made our Utah State job that much better. And we've had quite a lot of outreach from so many agents across the country, from head coaches, from associate head coaches, who just really all want to be the next head coach at Utah State University. So started the process of looking for some pillars that we needed at Utah State. We needed someone who played a Mountain West style of offense and defense. Let's not forget defense. A lot of times we focus on offense, but we need some really great defense. We got to figure out how to get to the tournament and not be an 8 seed, because you go through the meat grinder every time. And then we really wanted to look at what our student athletes needed as a modern coach, what would preserve our roster, and what fits with our community. We really need to have someone who is going to be embedded in Logan and in our community, be active all the time, set down some roots, and not have to turn over a coach every year. Obviously, happy to have success, but the more you can contain and be consistent, the more we will sustain winning here in Logan. So that was really important. And then really just wanted to take a look at diversity. What coaches out there have a diverse staff that mirror the population of their roster? Because we didn't really have a lot of that this year.
So, Dan, I'm interested in your philosophy as an athletic director in the hiring process, because you hear athletic directors that will hire a search firm, or you hear of athletic directors like Jerry Bovey did before you came on in the hire of Danny Sprinkle. It feels like he kind of did it more independently. What is your philosophy with firms or doing it independently, and maybe the doors that you open for help in these searches?
Yeah, I do think it's more of an art, not a science, and every situation calls for a different answer. And so, whether you work with a search firm or you don't work with a search firm, I always want to make sure that we do, and we have a lot of research. I have a lot of relationships that I'm fortunate to call on, a lot of deans of college basketball, iconic coaches who have coached for, well over 30 years in different talented individuals in the basketball space, whether it be NBA coaches or, basketball media talent, just people that I trust and people that I could reach out to get a pulse beat and a temperature on who could be the next head coach at Utah State, or who has qualities that would fit the pillars that we established.
Who is who's assisting you in the process? Like, kind of take us behind the scenes a little bit, if you're willing, and talk about what that process is like. Because I know that just being around you a little bit, I know you like to involve as many people as possible.
Yeah, I do believe in consensus and a democratic process. However, this has been a very small, tight circle. We do have a working committee of members from our athletics department that were very important in this search. I think we're using the same members for our women's search as well, so I'll be more comfortable to share that publicly, in an announcement setting. But we're making sure that we all bring the added areas of our department to the forefront with these coaches, that we make sure our student athletes are well represented for their experience and their athletics achievement and their academics, and then make sure that the university and our brand is strong moving forward.
You know, the difference in what happened with the women's basketball coach and the men's basketball coach and the search that has ensued is it was quite unique having to let go or move on from one and having one move on because of their success. How difficult was it, this the women's basketball side of things, the decisions that have to be made and the process of it? How hard was that for you, Diana?
Well, first and foremost, you know, we want our student athletes to have a remarkable experience, and we have to have standards of excellence, and we have to have qualifying achievements. But more than that, we have to show progress as we march through our seasons. So with that and the lack of production for women's basketball, the decision had to be made. I probably am considered crazy in some circles of being an athletics director because I'm doing two major searches at once. The best part about that is that there are so many candidates out there for our women's position that have come forward being really excited, knowing that we have amazing basketball talent in the state of Utah, even stronger talent regionally and then nationally, and having a coaches pool for our women's candidate that are very confident in achieving that and very confident in growing the success of our women's basketball program and doing it quickly. So really excited for that pool. In fact, it's taken us a little bit longer with the women's basketball search because some of our candidates are still playing and are a part of this Sweet 16 this weekend. So trying to be respectful of them as they prepare for their games and still being a participant in our search.
So I know you can't go anywhere without being asked this, but do you have a timeline? Do you feel like, I mean, obviously you've got interviews ongoing for both sides, but do you feel like you're getting close to wrapping up either the men's or the men's and the women's hires?
Yeah, there definitely is urgency on both ends. And again, I'm going to point back to preserving those rosters and the student athlete experience. We have to be razor sharp and on point for our student athletes with these two hires. And so I'm hoping that early next week, middle of the week, we can have some really great announcements that make Logan proud and bring Utah State basketball to be the news of the day and carry the state for a little bit.
So, Diana, I'm really curious about this because I watch my guy Scotty here, who has been calling these games for a lot of years, and he's gone through a lot of head coaches on the basketball side of things, and he's great with it, and he does his study, and I think he actually likes maybe his change of scenery here and there. But, but it would be nice to see a basketball coach stick around for a while. Are there things that you can do as an athletic director, maybe impose big buyouts or find people that are more happy in Logan, or are there things that you can do to ensure that a basketball coach will stick around for longer than a season?
Well, great question. And first, I will say Scotty is quite skilled and a master at his craft, and we really appreciate all that he brings to the excitement of Utah State basketball. So thanks, Scotty.
Well said, Diana.
The $10 well are in said. The mail. We'll get you a squirtle.
But, you know, really it comes down to our pillars and our core values and trying to make that in alignment with our community that cares so much. There is so much care here in Logan and so much care even past Logan in the Cache Valley, the Wasatch Front, and beyond, you know, that people are going to come a great distance just to sit in the Spectrum and be a part of Spectrum Magic. So want to honor and respect that. Really want to find someone who can be ingrained and rooted in our community. And so that was a part of the pillars for both of these searches, not just our men's search, but our women's search as well, because we need to have confidence, we need to have excitement, and we need to have a grounded engagement with Logan and our immediate community and Utah State University. And then, you know, there's obviously those additional qualifiers that I kind of mentioned before with a great winning percentage, a great, very high basketball IQ, a great emotional intelligence for the care of people, you know, and really being that modern coach that's going to take care of a student athlete, not only in a competitive setting and academic setting, but in mental health, because that is so hugely important.
You mentioned great winning percentage and things along those lines. What are the tangible things that you're looking for, the things that you can say, okay, I need this, I need this kind of experience, or I need this kind of structured offense, or I want this? Like, are there certain pillars that you're looking for that in criteria that, like, okay, if I'm going to interview, you have to meet these certain requirements?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, when you look at the net and you look at your scheduling matrix and you look at your strategies to put yourself and your team in the best position to be in the postseason, it's a complex algorithm with a lot of data points. But I'm not the athletics director that's ever going to tell a head coach what offense they need to run or what defense they're going to run or what the makeup of their coaching staff is going to be, because we have to find a seasoned professional who already has that ability to know what it looks like to be competitive in the Mountain West, to know what it looks like to be competitive in the non-conference season, and what are we going to do to get us to a higher ranking and to a better seeding come the postseason?
There's a couple of questions I want to ask, but I don't think you can or probably should answer. But at the end of the day, Give me kind of a bird's eye view. Have you been impressed with the pool of candidates? Have you been surprised by the pool of candidates? Just kind of give me your overall vantage point of the amount of people that have been interested in that men's job.
Well, just as a clarifying point, Scotty, you know, I did not come to Utah State to just be Utah State. I did not come to Utah State to just have an athletics department that is good. We are going to be great, and we will continue to elevate our standards. And I'm never going to apologize for winning, because we want to be 1, 2, or 3 in the Mountain West in everything that we do. So I'm not going to bring someone here who's just going to check a box and be good. We have to bring someone here for our women's program and our men's program that will elevate our student athlete experience, that will win, that will create basketball excitement in the community, and it's going to fill the spectrum, not just for our men, but our women as well. So the pool of candidates is very, very strong for both. I was actually, and our committee was pleasantly surprised with how strong and the process that we've had going on for women's basketball. I guess in the past it wasn't that strong. And so our men, of course, a ton of interest just across the country, everyone from head coaches to associate head coaches to maybe even a second assistant here or there. So the interest has been great. The amount, literally my phone on Tuesday stopped working because it was full from voice messages and text. And it said no more storage, and I had to delete everything off my phone because it was just on fire. So I think that's a testament to our success and, you know, the current roster that we have.
So, Diana, do you want it out to spring ball a little bit, watch your football team a little?
You know what? I just communicated with my football coach today that I miss our football team, and I have not been to spring ball once yet, which I am sad and bothered by that. But I hope to get out there this afternoon. Actually, when we connected this morning, I was kind of giving him a heads up on that.
You're going to have to move your desk out there with you. Just take your whole desk out there, your phone.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day today for that, too. That's for sure. Really excited. I heard that our team has really, you know, a few new members of our team for this spring, but nothing like it had been in the past. So it's been a really conducive experience. Our locker room's been really united and just excited to see it firsthand.
So back to this year's team, you lose Darius Brown. He's out of eligibility. But other than that, Mason Falsliv, I know, is in the – well, you know, I don't know if you can comment on that. You do have one player in the portal, but obviously has the option of coming back. If you could realistically run this entire team back, minus Darius Brown, add a little bit more shooting, add a point guard, and you could be right there back in the NCAA tournament, make a run, try to make a run to that great seed you talk about and get past the Sweet 16. Knowing all of that, knowing the pieces are right there to have another special season next season, does that change your aspect on how you make this hire in terms of trying to figure out, not only do I need to hire a good coach, but a good coach who can keep this team together and can relate to these individual players instead of looking long term? You know what I'm saying? Like trying to walk that line between trying to hire a great coach that's going to be great for a long time and also a coach that can keep this roster together going into next season.
Yeah, I absolutely understand what you're saying, but I don't think there's any promise or any commitment that we can have with any one individual that would lock them down for a long time anymore. Those days have since passed since Stu Morrill, and we'll never be going forward. We're in the modern day of college intercollegiate athletics with NIL and the transfer portal. And so with that being said, we have had intentional and nonstop efforts to keep this team in place. We have started to have more aggressive conversations with our collective on how do we make sure we are keeping – just exactly the talent that we have in that locker room so that we can come back next year and achieve even more success. Just because we had a lot of great success this year with 28 wins doesn't mean that I'm not looking for anything less than that. Or any, you know, we need to keep this going and we need to keep reaching and rising every single year. So we are only looking at top talents and individuals who've experienced that and who can relate to that.
Well, Diana, we'll let you go. We know you're crazy busy. Thanks for making some time for us. Enjoy whatever weekend you can muster. I doubt you'll have much of a weekend, but as soon as you lock this down, let us know. We'll get you back on. We'll talk about your new hires at Utah State.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that. I want to thank you guys for all your support. Hope to see you next week at a press conference here in Logan. And go Aggies.
There you go.
Good luck, Diana.
Diana Sabo right here on 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
Big fingerprint about to be put on that program by Diana Sabo. This is big.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, that's really tough. It's tough because Jerry Bovee knocked it out of the park with the Sprinkle hire. And the hires before it have all been spectacular. These guys are moving on because of big opportunities and big wins. And Diana has an opportunity. And I'm hoping that whoever she gets is there for a minimum of 3 years and can still bring a Mountain West Conference championship, but stays. I know that's a big hope, but that's what I'd like to see.
251, we'll wrap this thing up next. 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
He is a legendary member of the Utah Jazz, not to mention a national freaking champion at NC State. He's their old Big T Bailey.
Is it every few years teams that capture that same magic you guys had in the tournament? Like, is that a good strategy for winning the NCAA tournament? And can you see teams doing that year in and year out?
Well, I think it's actually more likely to happen nowadays. I think the playing field may be more realistic because of transfer portal. And all that stuff. I just think that the way that it happened for us was kind of unadulterated basketball. So I think nowadays, most often than not, the best teams win. The strongest teams win. So I look at NC State and what they're doing now, and it's just so reminiscent of what we did. But to get all the way there, it's so difficult. The odds are obviously not in your favor. The stars have to align. Teams have to lose. You just have to hit your stride at the right time.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail, and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already, and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
On the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah!
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, wrapping up another edition of the show. Big thanks to Diana Sabo for hanging out with us. Athletic Director, Utah State, Mitch Harper. Who else did we have on the show today? Oh, Jay Stevens. We talked hockey with him as we continue our evolution of our knowledge of the great game of hockey.
And we will continue.
And we will.
Look, we're already better.
We're better today than we were yesterday.
That's all that matters.
10% better.
Yeah. We'll just keep getting better because at some point, Scotty and I are going to be on the ice. We're going to be playing hockey.
Yes.
Because we want to get into it. We want to feel the skates.
I'm too old for this, Josh, man. Puck. That ice is hard, man. When you have you ice skated before? I've never once put ice skates on.
Almost yearly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, once a year I'll find a rink and I'll get out there. You much of a hockey guy, Josh?
Not huge. Oh. I enjoy it. Like we enjoy it. We'll go to couple things every now and then. A couple matches.
A game. Do you ice skate?
We once a year. Yeah. I'm out once a year with my girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Scotty and I got to get into it, but we're learning the hockey world. Big thanks to Jay for coming on.
Three periods, not quarters, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't say we got two. No two half times.
Yep. Don't talk about a shutout.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
While the game's going.
See, these are things we're learning here. Yeah. Josh from IWC Roofing, you guys are just awesome, man. And the $2,000 off, just an incredible opportunity. But that does have an end date to it.
It does. In fact, we kind of have to put an end date on it. We're going to say we'll give callers an hour to call in. So between now and 4 is going to be kind of the last of it here for this go around. So it's huge. It's the biggest thing we've ever ran. In almost 30 years of business, this is the biggest promo we've ran. Plus, we can combine that as your discount and do financing, which is just
unheard of. Oh, okay. Like, so you don't have to choose one or the other, because sometimes people will make you choose on stuff like
almost
that. Yeah.
Everybody makes you choose one or the other. The cool part about how we do the financing is it's a traditional lending program. It's not a credit card program that you're qualifying for. So we can do the huge cash price discount. And if you need it, we can look at financing options.
I want people to jump on this. And it's not that you're calling in today and saying, oh, I'm going to do a roof. Can I get the $2,000? It's like just call in, start the inquiry, start the process, let them come out, take a look at the roof, tell you what you need. Maybe you don't need a new roof.
Totally. In fact, I was on one just yesterday. I got down, talked to the sweetest little old lady ever. She was a spitfire, though.
Was she?
Oh, yeah. She was an interesting character. But I got down, and I'm like, hey, listen, you're in good shape. I wouldn't worry about it. Like, you got a solid 5 to 10 years left. And
you've got a big heart, Josh.
Dude, that would have been really easy for you to be like, hey, you know what? That whole thing's coming down in 2 weeks.
There's too many shady people out there right now. You know, anyway.
That's why I love you. That's why you're a good fit for this show, too.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's a fun partnership for us as well, too.
Well, you've been around since 97. That means you're not going anywhere. And you also have the warranty to go along with it. Because people not only, in an investment like this, and you're saving people tons of money, but it is an investment.
Sure.
And so people want that peace of mind. They want their head to hit the pillow at night knowing, okay, I got this roof. I love the way it looks. But I also want it to be around for a long time, and I know I've got that warranty to go along with it with a company that's been around forever.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to choose us. You're hard-pressed to find a reason not to choose IWC, to be honest. So, been in business for 30 years. We're the highest rated in the entire state. Best warranty you can get out there. We do it in a day so we can get in, get it done, get out of your hair. We'll be competitively priced, if not less expensive, especially with this discount and promo over anybody else out there. And to be honest, too, like, prices are continuing to go up. Like, never again will you be able to buy a roof replacement as much as you can today. Like, it will continue to go up. In fact, middle of April, there's another price increase. Like, it will continue. Inflation will continue to hit. Gone are the days of waiting till next year to see if things regulate a little bit. Like, you'll never be able to buy a roof as cheap as you can today.
801-232-5690, $2,000 off. But you got to call right now. Get on the books. 801-232-5690. Call. You can also check them out at iwcroofingutah.com. But we just want you to call. Schedule that right now. You have about an hour. And all you have to do is set up that that free estimate. Everything's free. You just come over there, have them check out your roof, see what you're dealing with. You lock in that $2,000 and then decide what you want to do. But you got to call 801-232-5690. It's IWC Roofing on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.